Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
All right, Jimmy, we're back again for another episode of the Above My Pay Grade podcast. How are you, Jim?
Good, good. Ding, ding. Oh, wait, Billy left. Oh, I'm sorry. It's got boxing in my head.
Yeah, guys, on this episode, we are going to have a guest. We're going to be talking to Billy C. from Talkin' Boxing and Billy C. It's a show that's been on for, over 20 years now on online, on podcasts.
The guy Tinder.
Tinder. He was on TV for a little while. So, we're looking forward to that. We're going to talk to him. We're not really going to talk about boxing. We're more going to ask him about the show. And, we got some fun questions to ask him, I think, right?
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah,
definitely.
A good time for all.
We'll see who Billy C is behind the boxing.
The man behind the mustache. Billy C's famous mustache. Yeah, actually, next week we're going to have Billy C's mustache as our guest. But first, we're going to do something a little different today, guys. We have a little game we're going to start off with, and we'll see what it inspires. We grew up in the 80s, and Mad Libs was a fun thing back then.
Oh, that was great.
Doing it on the bus.
Yeah, man.
Be like, I'm going to write poo-poo on here.
Yeah,
you thought you were a fucking rebel. So we have created Corporate Mad Libs, which I think is a fun game to play. And I'd like to see your creativity here, Jim. So the very first Corporate Mad Lib that we're going to do here is Mission Statement Madness. So at blank company name, we strive to verb, plural noun, through adjective, buzzword, empowering target audience to verb their abstract noun.
That's just too much.
You want to take this one?
You lost everyone. I think you just put it in there. This is like a nice sentence to have.
Yeah.
And let's just fly off the handle here.
Well, are you going to fill in the blanks?
At Astroglide Lube Center.
I knew you would go there. Favorite
we
product.
We strive to lube up heavily through clenched fists, empowering our disgusting people that are in the audience to finish on their computer desk.
Wow. I just saw they just updated their the mission statement to word for word what you just said.
I'm telling you, that's
that was pretty good, Jim.
People want to know it works.
Yeah. I mean, that is a great mission statement.
We all know how important
the mission statement. Guys, the company can't be successful if they don't have a mission statement. Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah, I mean, forget it. Where do I begin?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they got the mission statement. That'll help me.
Yeah,
I'll get there from
there. Like, what should I do in this situation? Oh, you know what? Let me read the mission statement.
It's what it's about.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
At CenterGlow, we strive to optimize synergies through disruptive, I love that word, innovation, empowering stakeholders to actualize their potential. What did I just say?
I have no
Dick
idea.
All. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
But it's a powerful mission statement.
And then usually you have some stupid ass chummy pictures of two people smiling at each other. Looking at each other. Hey.
High five.
This is the greatest place to work.
This place is great. So what if they cut my pay? It's great.
Wow. Wow. The knives are out.
Oh, this place is great.
Wow.
Yeah, the two people high-fiving. One of them's just thinking, I didn't think about quitting three times today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a,
Yeah. Anything else on mission statements that that's important to you, Jim? I mean, it is the most important thing in any company.
I mean, it's always, we strive to make our customers better.
Wouldn't it make more sense just to write it like people actually talk or think?
I'm just going to go like this. Listen, we're here to try to make as much money as we can as a company.
Yeah.
Don't fuck this up for us as an employee.
Yeah.
We really need you to do your job and do well here.
Right.
If you do it well, we may get some pizza. You may get a bonus.
Pizza.
We don't
bonus.
Know.
Bonus?
You know,
no bonus.
But the only bone is the bone in the ass, usually. But, you may get something out of it. And if not, you know what? Then the company's going to go under. You know, as long as we don't have an Enron or someone stealing, we should be okay. You should be able to make a living here.
Yeah, here at Insert Company Name Here, our goal is to not fuck up too badly so that you keep ordering from us.
Right? I'd rather have them tell me the truth, actually, saying, at this company, we're going to overcharge you a little bit. But we'll do it in a way where you won't feel it as much, and we'll do it through over the years.
Yeah.
So you'll still have to get what you need to get from us. You may not be happy about it, but we'll be happy on our end.
Yeah.
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling and high five each other in the hallways.
Yeah.
Okay. What about performance review? Ooh, it's almost the end of the year, God. Jim. Gotta love performance review that no employee ever wants to read. They just want to know. What's my increase this year?
Yeah, when I was a supervisor at Astroglide, they used to give out free samples. No, I swear to God, I had a group of people. I'm not going to say what because I don't want people guessing. You give them the performance review. Now, I was new. I was a supervisor. I'm thinking, here I am. I want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Let me write a nice performance review for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy goes above and beyond. Jeremy would, on certain nights, he would perform, do what he had to do, and he'd helped us out. He helped us get to the next day, thinking I'm putting all this work into it.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, young and dumb, thinking, all right, here you go, Mr. So-and-so. You know, here's your performance review. I took a lot of time. As I'm telling them, I put a lot of time into it. I really want to thank you. They're flipping the pages to go to the back. Literally, as I'm talking, I swear to God, this is a true story. And it happened with multiple people, too. They go, no, I'm good. I just wanted to make sure I got my progression.
Yeah, that's
and
it. That's all they cared about.
That was it. It didn't matter. Like, I'm like, man, I sat there. I put so much effort. I put in a couple of hours to each one easily. And I even asked others for feedback. Is there anything, hey, you know, what does Billy do good? Or what does John do well? Let me get some. And I'm sitting there going, man, I'm a tool. I am a tool for doing this.
Yeah.
Now
you just have ChatGPT write it.
But that too. Forget it. But you know, they're gonna take over, Jeremy. I don't want to get into that. Yeah. You're giving them too much info. But at the same time, now I just sit there and go, you know what? You don't even have to really have a performance review unless you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be honest. I talk to my employees all
every
the time.
Day, yeah.
Every day.
And they tell them they're fuck-ups. No. Right to their stupid faces.
If they're not in good standing, you're going to know.
Yes,
of course. You should know way before your performance review. If you're getting the first inkling that you're not doing your shit is the first time in a performance review, you have a shitty boss.
Yes.
You have a horrible boss.
True.
You need to get away from
them. And
you
should write us about how horrible they are.
Well, that's another thing. We're always looking for that feedback. But honestly, you should never hear that first thing.
No. That shouldn't be where you find out about it.
You should know as you're going, hey, you know, there's certain things I need you to work on. But if you're talking to your employees all the time and you actually are operating as a quote unquote team, you shouldn't even have to do this because your team is performing. You're getting what needs to get done for the company and everybody knows where they stand.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, you're really working for a great team.
I agree. All right. I'm taking the Mad Lib for a performance review. So it's Jeremy has consistently demonstrated blank in the face of blank. His ability to blank while maintaining blank is a testament to his blank. So here's what I'm thinking here. I'm going to change it to Jimmy. Jimmy has constantly demonstrated assholish, shitty leadership in the face of dumbass decisions. His ability to fuck off while maintaining an erecting erection is a testament to his lack of fucks given. What do you think?
I mean,
it's pretty good, right?
It fits. You got everything
corporate
right
Mad
there.
Libs.
I mean, it's, I like this. You know. I think we go a little too far with the, you know, the sexual innuendos there, buddy.
This would have killed on the back of the bus.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I didn't know we were back in eighth grade. You're right, though. If we're doing
it
real.
And our whole lives are back in eighth grade. What are you talking about? You're just figuring this out? I think we do one more, and I think we look at the layoff email template. What do you think?
Because that's a horrible. I mean, first off,
what better way to get fired?
Yeah, no way.
A wordy email, right?
That's bullshit that they even have this template. But
yeah.
Anyway.
So I think getting laid off via emails.
We could have a great time with this stuff.
What? This one?
I want to go for a crack at it.
Yeah, go for it. Take a crack at it.
Due for constantly being caught masturbating in the bathroom, we've made the difficult decision to cut you.
Yeah.
Decision to blank some of our blank. So due to finding out that many people have been masturbating in the bathroom, we've made a difficult decision to let some of those people go from the ranks. We remain committed to non-jerking off on company time. Yeah,
masturbation-free bathrooms.
And thank you for your service for doing it. How do you think so?
Wait a minute.
I don't get it.
The last... what it was looking for fits perfectly. And thank you for your emotionally loaded noun. Your load.
It's loaded, all right. It's on the back of the
oh my God.
On the back of the stall.
I tell you, these fucking companies. If I ever got laid off via email, I think I'd start hunting people down.
Listen, we joke around. Yeah. We give some stupid examples, but you get where we're getting at. Like, that shouldn't even happen.
No.
I'm sorry. You get laid off by an email, that is a spineless company, and they don't care. And they're definitely not family-oriented, or they like to use that word family. They should have the decency to tell you why or what's going on, or give you some reason. You know, usually if you're getting laid off, you're not getting fired. You know, I see that as two different terms. You're getting fired because you did something on the job or something wasn't going well and it happens.
Yeah.
Laid off is like, they're not meeting the numbers. They have to cut some management and they're laying people off. And that really, you have to put yourself in that person's shoes, even if you're firing them. I always said it before on prior episodes, there's a family behind that.
That's true.
Whether you like the person or not,
and
someone's going to
hurt. Like them.
I get it.
But I did like his family.
Whoa, what are you doing?
They were nice. They were not, well, I'm saying. But it's not their fault he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of certain people.
I just think,
What do you think? One more or we move on to Billy C? What should we do here?
I think we could, we'll put a nail in this one.
I don't think
I could take another example of us bringing up stupid examples.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll go. We'll get Billy on, and then we'll laugh with him a little bit. We'll be right back.
Above My Pay Grade. We'll be right back.
All right, Jimmy. We're doing a little commercial for our little bingo card that we created last week. I think this is
Did you create that with all the old people at the firehouse, Jeremy?
I sure did. Yeah, because nothing says youthful energy like a bingo card. Dumb fuck I am. Good point, Jim. Never mind. I'm just gonna shut everything off and I'm going home, right? All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I'm back. Let's do it.
Sounds like about to get on a motorcycle pick up cocaine in the 80s.
That sounds fun. Let's do a commercial for that. All right. Above My Pay Grade podcast/bingo. Guys, we created a card for you that you can download and follow along in your meetings. And, listen for different things to occur and get bingo.
I'm telling you, you download this thing, you will laugh. Because you're in meetings, you will hear this stuff. Yeah. Will get bingo.
Let's give a couple examples, right?
Give it. Go for
Can everybody see my screen?
Yeah, pass the buck.
We see it, Robert. You dummy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a hard time getting off mute.
Did you?
Was it hard with that button? Yeah. Give it a shot. Go there. You know, check out the website, too. But it is definitely something to take away. AbovemyPayGradePodcast.com. Grab your bingo card and have some fun with your coworkers.
Now back to Above My Pay Grade.
Oh, shit. That's professional, right, Jim?
Sounded good.
Hell yeah. Above My Pay Grade podcast. This is a pretty cool moment for the show, guys. Our first guest. We bring to the podcast our guest this week, the host of the Talking Boxing with Billy C show. It's Billy C, everyone. Yes.
Glad to be here.
Wow. One and only.
I wasn't expecting a live audience.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Why don't since we're doing this cross promotion thing, why don't you tell our fans about your show?
Well, my show is We Talk Boxing.
Thanks. Have a good one, Bill.
Yeah. And it's pretty much been going on for the last couple of decades. And we're everything about, I don't know why, I'm so used to talking in this, I don't have to right now. But we're everything about boxing, the latest news, the history and future of boxing, presented in an entertaining way.
There you go.
What do you got coming up on the show this week? Anything good?
I'm going to talk about the fight this past weekend. Boots Innis fought some schlep that they threw him in with, and you know, they're now putting him on the top. They're actually saying it. And I, Jeremy, you're going to be shocked to hear this, but I was actually sticking up for Floyd Mayweather today.
Oh God!
Because
so hell officially froze over. That's so funny. He froze when I said hell froze over.
Yeah,
I haven't fought anybody, so that's going to be one of the topics. And then I have a bare knuckle boxer coming on. I'm going to ask him why.
Sweet.
Well, I'm going to ask him why he insists upon getting his face smashed in. Yeah. So we'll see about that.
Now, is he part of the bare knuckle boxing, like the official, like whatever that big federation is that's going on?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
he signed with them, and he's making his pro debut. He's a young kid. I'm from England, so I'm dying to see about him.
I think some of those that brings it back to street fighting.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's they don't want to wear gloves. They want to go at it.
So. It's brutal. I actually, for the first time last week, watched, you know, a whole match. And it's brutal. It's like Tom Molyneux days. Hey, speaking of Tom Molyneux, if you're looking for a book on him, just go to Amazon and, you know. Anyway,
Billy's always
selfless.
You know, I had a great sandwich with barbecue sauce. So, hey, you know, speaking of barbecue sauce, don't forget Billy C's world famous barbecue sauce.
I like that.
Yeah, self promotion.
Nothing wrong with that.
You got to do what you got to do. I mean, hey, thanks to you, Jeremy, I'm up to 2 hits now on my on TikTok. TikTok.
I helped Billy get. Nice. I convinced him to set up a TikTok.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, Billy. Well, hey, you know, I mean, Jimmy, I'm waiting for you to join too. I mean, come on, get us to the big number 3. You know?
Yeah, come on, throw him a light, Jimmy.
I just don't go on there enough. I admit I'm older.
Apparently, no one else does either.
Bill, funny enough, every time Jimmy wants to check our numbers, I have to resend him the link to our own TikTok.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's our TikTok.
Well, apparently, people that follow boxing are just like Jimmy. Because they're not going to my
TikTok. I'm telling you, it's bad. So, Billy, I know that you recently got inducted to the Boxing Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that. What was that like for you? I mean, what was that experience like?
Well, which one are you referring to?
Exactly. I heard two, actually.
Yeah. So.
We just couldn't remember the states.
I had to throw that. Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, when I keep talking into this point. First and foremost, when I got inducted in the New York one, you know, Jeremy let me down. He like he had some kind of operation or some crap. You know, I mean, some people do anything to get out of going to the city.
He transitioned over to a woman.
That's it.
But really, the Florida one was really nice, and I never thought I'd get in there. It was a big time ceremony, second to the International Boxing Hall of Fame. So it was a great honor on both. Actually,
that's awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
Very cool. Well, Bill, you know, we talk work, we talk jobs, we talk all anything, you know, career related in at this wacky podcast. Here's my question. What's the worst job you've ever had? I know it's not hosting Talk and Boxing. That's the best job. We've seen the limos. We've seen the Rolls Royces. We've seen the gold chains. That's not the worst. So what's the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job I ever had. When we first started this show, I worked for this tyrant producer. I mean, he was awful. Okay. He made us do this crazy stuff. I have nightmares over it now. I don't want to mention his name.
Oh, really? I heard that guy still does shit for free for you once in a while.
JC,
you should watch your fucking mouth.
This is getting awkward.
But in all honesty, I've been pretty blessed because I've never really hated a job. The one I hated the most probably when I was younger. I was a dishwasher. I lasted for like 3 days and that was it. That was, I said, no.
Yeah, that was not my thing. I don't like touching plates with other people's food on it.
I didn't like the whole thing, you know.
I worked like at a Denny's.
I didn't like any of it, you know. It was terrible. I changed my mind on what I was aspiring to be the best dishwasher that I'd ever saw. But after 3 days, I said, I'm going to go into something else.
I'm going to retire.
I'm telling you, I had a job like that. Yeah. I worked at Denny's as a dishwasher. And let me tell you, it was Hey, if you saw the movie Waiting, it was just like that. Literally, just like I was T-Dog, basically. Basically, the whippets and stuff like it was crazy. Absolutely insane. My first day, I got to tell you about my first day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go off on a tangent. Sitting there, young, don't know any better. It's probably my second job besides being at a gas station. I was young. And I remember sitting there and they're like, it's time to throw the garbage out. I'm like, all right. There's like four people. All right, go ahead. Throw the garbage out. They're like, no, you don't understand. We have to throw the garbage out. I'm like, I got to throw the garbage out with you, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Come on out. Okay. So we're taking out garbage bags. I'm thinking this is, normal. Now remember, this is way back in the 90s. All of a sudden, we get to the dumpster. There's a whole bunch of us. They pull out two joints. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go.
So, Jimmy was hoping to get raped, but it didn't work.
Damn it.
I thought he was going to touch my dingle.
And it was all downhill from there. But I saw some of the nastiest shit as a dishwasher in Denny's. Just straight out nasty.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. So we could all eat dinner tonight.
3 days I lasted.
3 days. Yeah. Hey, that's three more than I would have lasted.
You know, I probably would have lasted a little longer if they broke out the joints. That's all I'm saying.
That's why I stayed.
I tell you what, I hate dishes so much that I try to avoid them in my own house, let alone, going to a restaurant to do it.
Well, I was so scarred. All I eat off of paper plates now.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the paper plates. I'm a big fan.
It eliminates the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh, you want a rim shot? Oh,
I like that. I like that.
I thought I had a rim shot. Damn it. I don't know where it went.
Hey, listen. Keep it in your pants. We don't need any rim shots.
Yeah. Whoa, Jeremy. Clean that keyboard while you're at it. So, Billy, any horrible boss stories you got for us? I mean, I know the horrible job, but this has to be one of those bosses that you're just like, man, I'll never want to be that person.
The job and the boss with that producer was pretty it was pretty bad. You know?
That's so weird. I see him logging into the Gmail right now and deleting all your production.
Wow.
the expectations
personal, guys. Through the
roof. You know, I mean, I didn't know what a microphone was, but the worst boss? It's hard, Jimmy. I've been self-employed for most of my life. You put me on.
So basically, the worst boss is him. You know, is yourself.
I know. I am the worst.
How to be a boss from when you were younger, and you sat there, and you're like, man, I never want to be like that asshole. That guy was a prick.
That had to be Rich. When I worked,
you're naming people. Yeah.
I'll bleep that out.
When I worked down at Tech. And he just thought, who the F he was, young guy, I was in the computer business and it was in its infancy. Like there was no such thing as PCs yet. That had come out a year later. But and he was just an arrogant little prick. But aside from that, really.
Pretty lucky.
Yeah, I have been.
That's good.
Fun fact, Bill used to build computers. So the first computer I ever saw internet porn on was made by Bill.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, I strive to really attain goals, whatever they are. You know,
he really met the customer where they were. You know, Bill, when was the last time you were on a job interview? Like, were you like 12?
No, when I went to work a couple of years back, I actually went on an interview.
Okay, I was gonna say because
an in-person interview.
There you go. We wanted to run a couple job interview questions by you. We thought that would be kind of fun.
Shoot.
So we asked AI for the worst ones, of course, right? So, Bill, what's your greatest weakness? What do you think your greatest weakness is?
My greatest weakness is trying to succeed too much is my greatest weakness. There you
go. I tried too hard. Yeah. What about where do you see yourself in 5 years, Bill?
Well, hopefully I still have all my teeth, and in 5 years, I'm going to be pretty old. I probably see myself right here, to be honest with you.
All right, I just lost $50 to Jimmy. Said, I bet you when we ask him this, he's going to go, I'll probably be dead.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but that was what came to mind. Honestly, that's what came to mind first.
Jimmy, you got any interview questions for Bill before we bring him aboard at Above My Pay Grade?
So I'm going to be honest with you. This is a question that I actually asked someone, me and this other person.
Would you tell on me if I came in the if I came in the bathroom with you?
If we went in the woods. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a question that we did ask, and we were kind of egged on to do it because the father was a ball buster. He's a great guy. God rest his soul. He did pass on. If you had to make a balloon animal, what animal would you make, and why did you pick that animal?
Interesting.
You really asked that question.
We really asked that question. Yeah. We asked that question, and we got the same reaction, Bill, as you just gave us now from the kid. And he was young.
I can't make any. I'd probably make. I can't make any balloon animals. So
you want me to answer it?
He actually said the same thing, Bill. And this is how we counteracted that. We're like, well, if you could, Bill,
if you were a master
at making balloon animals, why would you? What? Tell us the animal you would make and why.
I don't know. Probably an.
Oh shit! Now I gotta bleep that out. Oh shit!
What is that?
Wow. Wow.
I love it.
This world, I think we're going to be deleting a lot of these.
Bill's got his podcast going for like 30 years, and he's trying to get ours canceled in the first couple months.
Hey, listen, they tried canceling me, Jared, and it didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah, why'd they try canceling you, Bill? You want to tell them?
Well, there was an untrue story that went circling around. That's all.
Did it involve anyone, I don't know, wearing stockings?
yeah, and shooting heroin, apparently.
Wow.
Man, whoever said that on your show, you probably shouldn't associate with that person anymore.
I know, but sometimes things you just, you can't choose certain things, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, man. We appreciate you coming on. We think it was really cool that you had us on your show. That was our first guest spot. First stop, talking boxing. Next, Tonight Show. Yeah, did you hear we got booked?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, oh, cool. Not for that scumbag Jimmy Kimmel, I hope.
So, Bill, how do people find Talking Boxing with Billy C?
Oh, well, they can go to billycboxing.com and get all of the locations that we're at. The easiest thing to do is go to youtube.com/talkinboxing, TALKIN.
Nice.
BOXING.
And the fun part is you could listen or you could watch Talking Boxing. So it's kind of cool. You get to see all the guests and everything, you know?
And you could get the podcast wherever you get your podcast.
You could get the podcast wherever the fuck you want. Oh, wait, hold on. We just have another word from a sponsor. Let me just take a sip. Coca-Cola. I miss the real cocaine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. We just had to get that out there, you know.
Hey, I know. You got it. People got to pay the bills.
Jimmy negotiated like $1 million deal on that. So we just had to.
That's why he's always just sitting in the background smiling, because he's the one with all the money, I can tell.
I love it. I'm just taking it all in.
He comes up with all the new employee questions.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. We'll be tuned in this Wednesday at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, everyone. Every Wednesday, 5 Eastern. Talking boxing with
Billy. We've got to learn something from Billy about that.
Yeah, we do.
Just going to put that out there, Jeremy. Oh, all over the place.
Bill's always making fun of me that we don't have a time slot.
He is on point with the time slot.
Hey, listen, I forgot all about the time slot tonight, and I was like, oh, no. I better drink some water, really.
Yeah.
Get some coffee going.
Yeah, but I appreciate you having me on, guys.
Of course, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, good seeing you, Billy. Take care, man.
Be good.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. All right, everybody. That's Billy C from Talking About. That was fun.
Great. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. Listen, I got to tell you, we got to go grab some drinks with Billy one night.
I think Billy was grabbing drinks before our interview.
I hope he was. I'm telling you, he's probably got some crazy ass stories that he's afraid to share. But I think those are ones that we'd have to have him back on just to share some of those stories, man. I'm sure he's got some good ones, man. Yeah.
He's been in that boxing game for a long time, and that's just a... That's a weird industry, man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. It's like WWE or WWF back in the day. I'm sure there's some crazy stories out there.
So. Yeah. He was referring to a promoter that didn't want him involved at all because somebody, me, said some stupid shit on his show once.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. See, it's good to get the background.
Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed that. You know, we're hoping to have more guests on. It's one of the things we wanted to introduce here in season two is some guest interviews. And also, it's kind of a cool idea to do some cross promotion with other podcasts, right?
Yeah, like I said, my friends definitely want to get on.
Oh, what's this podcast? Wanna
sit there. Yeah, there's no podcast. Yeah, my fuckers. Friend. No podcast.
God damn it. No, we want people with podcasts that we could trade. We could swap like a wife swap. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
No, we want to.
What are you living in the Bible Belt there, buddy?
We join theirs. They join ours.
They still sound like you're swapping wives there, buddy.
You know, next thing you know, we're all commingling, right?
Yeah, no, still the same thing.
Yeah. All right, maybe we just ended there. What do you think? That's it for us. Yeah. Have a good one, people.
That's it?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Visit abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.